also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic, an epidemic, an epidemic.
COVID outbreak.
Mass vaccinations of people around the world have begun using a new, untested technology that has already caused severe adverse reactions and a few deaths in those unfortunate enough to have allowed themselves to be injected with this concoction. Hundreds of thousands of doctors, biochemists, epidemiologists, nurses, and other healthcare professionals from around the world are warning about the potential hazards of this vaccine, but they are being censored by the mainstream and the Silicon Valley tech companies, so their voices go largely unheard. People may want to ask themselves why alternative views from professionals are being kept from the public. They can't all be conspiracy theorists, can they? The technology being used is called mRNA technology and is designed to alter the human DNA. The vaccines contain a nanotechnology carrier system called lipid nanoparticles, LPN, which contains a synthetic chemical called polyethylene glycol, which is why they need to be stored at extremely low temperatures, around negative 70 degrees Celsius or negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. These nanotech components have never been used in vaccines before, and the people receiving the shots now are the test subjects. They are the guinea pig humans. I know one man personally who has already received the injection, but I haven't spoken to him yet to find out if he's had any adverse reactions. He is a healthcare worker who was more than willing to have his jab so that his life would not be disrupted. One company developing vaccines is called AstraZeneca, and they use an adjuvant called MRC5, which is lung tissue from aborted babies. You see, that is part of the consortium's plan, to get people so frustrated that they just take the injection so that they can get on with their lives, business as usual, to return to some kind of normalcy. As I've been pointing out since March, there will be no return to life as you have known it before the fake pandemic. Even the elite stooges like Gates, Fauci, and Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, have stated this on camera, but so few are paying attention, they will simply do what they are told, misplacing their trust and faith into these demons, some of which, Gates of Hell, have openly stated that they would love to reduce the global population.
An epidemic.
These people are eugenicists, and anyone who willingly takes their DNA-modifying injections are their human lab rats. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration listed a litany of possible side effects that may occur after taking this gene-altering vaccination. Among the potential adverse reactions are Guillain-Barré syndrome, an autoimmune disorder with no known cure in which the body's immune system attacks the nerves. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, an inflammatory condition that affects the brain and spinal cord. Transverse myelitis, a neurological disorder that can cause paralysis. Anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction that can cause shock and death. Stroke, seizures, heart attack. Isn't it interesting that the manufacturers involved in the production of these vaccines are all immune from liability to any adverse reactions their toxic poison may cause? The FDA admits to these and many other possible side effects of these untested vaccines, and yet people in their gullibility and complete lack of awareness will line up to get their shots so that their lives aren't disrupted. Do they even consider how much their lives would be disrupted if they developed an irreversible disease from these injections? Of course not. They just do what they are told without question, because everyone knows that Big Pharma always has your best interests in mind. It has nothing to do with generating exorbitant profits. It's all about your health. What concerns me is how many people are willing to allow their children to be given this untested vaccine just because some authority told them to. As we all well know, doctors are above corruption, so no need to ever question their motives. There have already been reports of people suffering anaphylaxis, Bell's palsy, and other adverse reactions, including death. Well, I suppose COVID is the least of their worries now. It's amazing that people will not even engage in the slightest bit of research to find out what they are allowing to be injected into their bodies, or to even discover what the mainstream agencies are openly admitting to. The naivete is astounding, and many will suffer for it. Just trust the corrupted experts. They really have your best interests in mind. A medical doctor in Boston almost needed to be intubated after receiving the Moderna COVID vaccine due to a severe allergic reaction. All of these horrors are occurring due to an illness that has a mortality rate no higher than the seasonal flu. The CDC also admitted in a report from July 2020 that it does not have an isolated virus. How can a virus that hasn't been isolated be tested for? Well, it can't, and the tests being used to determine COVID-19 aren't testing for viruses. They are duplicating and amplifying genetic material, and they are not even designed to test for infectious diseases. This, according to the inventor of the tests, the Nobel Prize winner, Carrie Mullis, who stated before cameras that the PCR tests should not be used to test for disease. But none of this matters to the unquestioning, unthinking public. If it's not on the 5 o'clock news, you know, the corporate mainstream media, then it's not true or relevant, because everyone knows the media is there to inform, not to shape and influence public opinion on behalf of its corporate masters. Yeah, right, and I own oceanfront property in Nebraska.
Television is not the truth!
It's not my business to tell people what not to put into their own bodies. If someone wants to have gene editing nanotech vaccines injected into them, go right ahead, and I wish you well. I simply feel that people should have access to as much information as possible so that they can make the most informed decisions. Of course, most people don't bother. They simply take the word of the nearest so-called expert and label anyone who is trying to warn them as conspiracy theorists, and therefore they don't even have to think at all. However, if some alleged authority mandates that people must take this untested concoction, then I have a real problem with that. Then it becomes time for blood to spill. When this all started, the first thought I had was that this was some kind of bioweapon released strategically at different locations around the world. I thought the bat soup story was utterly absurd, and there are still people who believe that baloney. All they need to do is televise whatever nonsense or absurd garbage they want, and people will believe it. Same old story. Now, I feel that this whole COVID-19 narrative is a complete hoax, and the real bioweapon is the vaccine. We don't know what the long-term effects will be because the gullible people being injected now are the test subjects. They are the human lab rats. Will the nanotech somehow interact with the 5G systems? Can these injections cause sterilization? How will future generations, if there are to be any, be affected genetically? These are questions so few would ever bother to ask in their blind acceptance. They are casualties in a war they didn't even know existed. And make no mistake, we are at war. It has been going on for a long, long time, but now it has stepped out of the shadows and revealed itself for all to see. Of course, the vast majority, entrapped within their cognitive illusions and spiritual ignorance, will have no idea until it is too late. Two of the vaccine manufacturers, BioNTech and Pfizer, claim that the vaccine is 90% effective. However, according to the CDC, there is only a 0.04% mortality rate, which would mean that your immune system is more effective than their toxic vaccine. And is it merely coincidence that BioNTech signed a contract with the Gates Foundation in September of 2019 to develop mRNA technology before the announcement of a coronavirus outbreak? Who are these creatures that feel they have a right to reprogram human DNA and use people as their lab rats? Why are so many willing to blindly obey? Has fear so comprehensively crippled their thought processes? Yes, it has. When the time comes to stand up against this evil in our midst, the time is now, they will bow and lick the boots of their enslavers as so many always seem to do. I feel that this time, however, is the last chance to decide. There is no time left to determine if one wants to be free or enslaved to this tyranny, and if one cannot see this readily apparent truth, then they are completely lost. They are already dead.
COVID outbreak.
Television is not the truth.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
COVID outbreak.
Don't forget to wash your hands.